morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Your cattle, your legacy, your biomass. Biomass is designed to feed the GI tract of your livestock. Stable gut health is critical for raising profitable cattle. It's even more important during calving season when newborn calves experience many stresses. Biomass maximizes herd performance and profitability, along with giving your new calves a leg up in life. Call me, Reese Williams, the Oklahoma All-Tech Rep, at 575-218-1061 to find out how you can get your biomass. And remember, it's your cattle, your legacy, your biomass.
Your DuPont Pioneer team doesn't take with you from the word go lightly. Whether you're up against tough conditions or overwhelmed with spraying plans, or you need a pot of coffee because you're up at 4 a.m., we're there. And when it comes to selecting high-performing Pioneer brand sorghum products that work best in all your fields, we're there too. So talk to your local Pioneer sales professional to get the most yield potential out of your sorghum acres. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
Welcome back. Livestock groups yesterday welcomed a delay by the Donald Trump administration to an interim final rule under GIPSA, the Grain Inspection Packers and Stockyards Administration. A notice in Wednesday's Federal Register will indicate that the Department of Agriculture is delaying the April 22nd effective date for the interim final rule by 180 days and setting a 60-day comment period from April 12th to June 10th on whether to further delay or withdraw the rule. The National Pork Producers Council said the regulation likely would restrict the buying and selling of livestock, lead to consolidation of the livestock industry, putting farmers out of business, and increase consumer prices for meat. NPPC, along with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association and others, is calling for the Trump administration to withdraw the rule entirely. And finally, yesterday, our farm director, Ron Hayes, caught up with Oklahoma State University state wheat breeder, Dr. Brett Carver, who presented at the Oklahoma Wheat Commission on the most recent work being conducted by his team, particularly about the great success had by the program lately in being able to meet the needs of farmers in the state and across the southern plains where growers utilize wheat for graze and grain. According to a recent report listing the top varieties planted here in Oklahoma, varieties from Dr. Carver's program occupied the top six placements on the list.
Yeah, I was a little bit surprised to see that and ecstatic to see it, actually, to see that the varieties are being adopted. The new ones are really being picked up and utilized in ways that, we're suggesting that they be utilized. I'm just tickled to death to see that. It does show that the investment being made is bringing back something to the grower. We want to continue doing that. So we'll continue that emphasis on the graze and grain part of the program. We decided long ago that we couldn't just breed the varieties like we always have and then test them for that ability to be adapted to this, the dual-purpose system. We had to actually utilize a dual-purpose system while we were developing the lines, in other words, making the selections. And that made a huge difference. And that's been going on now for almost 20 years. Mm-hmm. So it's ingrained into the breeding system. It's part of our heritage. It's part of our philosophy. And it's here to stay, I think.
In demonstration of that mission, Carver and his team have an extensive amount of testing underway for the next generation of wheat varieties, with 13 different experimental varietals currently plotted and under evaluation.
Yeah, and it doesn't reflect the inability to make a decision. I can tell you that it does reflect a very big pipeline that and all those lines have merit in some way or another.
You got farm news on Ron.
Cattle producers, this is your invitation to Express Ranch's annual Grass Time Sale coming Saturday, April 22nd, high noon at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. Over 650 head will sell, including 200 Angus bulls, 150 registered Angus pairs, plus 40 registered Angus fall bred heifers, and 40 registered two-year-old pairs. To find out more about this year's annual Grass Time Sale of Express Ranches, go to expressranches.com or call them 800-664-3977.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.